You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 17th show. It's a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about. How to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com to ask any questions or get connected with the guests that I have in studio today. And to have a better quality of life for you and your family, I can't think of anybody better than my financial gal, Tiffany Goff. And she's with Edward Jones. We're talking about how women can make financial progress. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me back in studio.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. It's just
I can
great.
Tell by the smile over there on your face. And a little bit about Tiffany. Tiffany started her financial career in banking in 1990, and she has worked with several banks and other financial companies in the last 27 years. In 2014, she found her home at Edward Jones and loves what she does. Seattle Magazine has recognized her as a five-star wealth manager both in 2017 and 2018. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She also won the firm's exclusive Spirit of the Partnership Award for outstanding performance. She was one of only 1,119 financial advisors out of a firm of more than 15,000 to receive the award. Tiffany loves working with everyone in whatever life strategy that they're in. Is money controlling you, or are you controlling your money? What's important to you matters, and it also matters to Tiffany, and that's why I have her here. That just gives me a warm and fuzzy when I read that last part of your bio. Tiffany, just excited about our topic, and we're going to talk a little bit about women, how women can make financial progress. I will let you know that she does talk with men, and I do like men listening to the show as well, but sometimes as girls, we got to just have some chat with the girls. Oh, we do have a man here in studio. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself, or share a little bit about yourself with my listeners, Tiffany.
Sure, and I do love working with men as well. It's just women have a little bit different challenges when it comes to retiring, so we'll get
Makes
to that
sense.
Why. So for me, I grew up in Seattle and went to Blanchette when it was not Bishop Blanchette, so a long time ago. Shoreline Community College, just a local girl, grew up around Green Lake. My hobbies are jewelry making, antiquing, and anything vintage, and anything 007. Love me some Bond. I know, kind of crazy, but it's true. So.
Awesome. And Tiffany, what about Edward Jones? What, you know, with your expertise and your history in the financial arena, there's a lot of companies to choose. So why Edward Jones?
You know, it really was really interesting to me when I heard a few things. When one was in 2008, when the crisis happened, Edward Jones did not lay a single person off. Nobody
Wow.
got raises, but not a single person got laid off. And that was huge to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're also the largest partnership in the world, which means we're not publicly traded on the stock market. We're always going to do what's right for our investors mm-hmm. and our people that work for that, Edward Jones. So to me, that was a huge thing because really, and the other thing that I loved about it is Ted Jones said money was never his God. And I said, that's where my values are.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. I actually got headhunted by them. And when they told me at the time, back in 2014, there was only 14% women financial advisors in the industry, I was like, that's got to change.
There's time to make a change.
Yeah. So in 2008, we're up to 18% women financial advisors still in the industry. So we're still really in the minority, and I'm doing everything possible to do that. And the other reason I love Edward Jones is how many people can say that they have their own office on the, you know, with their own name on the door right below Edward Jones.
Yeah, there you
go. So when you call on my office, either you get myself or my assistant, not a 1-800 number. So that's huge.
That is so huge. And, you know, I'm off topic here, but I said to say in the mortgage industry, we got tons of females. And I don't know what the percentage is, but I think even maybe more. So it's interesting in your arena because we're both money. So what's the difference? It must, you know, old boys school, I guess, and financial planning. So your value that you bring to your clients, Tiffany.
So, you know, I really look at it, and this is actually Jones' value as well as mine. It's really focusing on what's important to you
mm-hmm.
and making sure that we use an established process. And we're going to partner with you throughout your life. And I always tell my clients, I should be your one call for anything financial, whether you're refining the house, where you're switching jobs, having a baby, you know, anything going on with money, because people don't realize how everything is so connected. And a lot of times they make the change and then tell me later and they wish they had told me before, yeah, and maybe would have taken a different path. So I really just say, seriously, if it's anything, I should be your one call.
Yeah, and you know, and I really great that I love that, and that's really great about your financial planner, is to really be that person, that go-to person that is going to align with the best of the best in every area regarding finances. And I know I say this on the show because that's what the purpose of the show is, to bring in the best of the best experts in all area finances. But your financial planner knows everything about you, so to really be able to key you up with their people that they trust are going to take care of you. And also, when you're working together as power partners, you can really work together as a power plan for that client when you all are together. So love that.
Thank you.
And having a brand is really important. I think of a lot of people don't put the strength that should be in that, and the importance of having a brand. So what is your brand?
My brand is joy. I tell people all the time, when was the last time talking about your finances brought you joy?
Mm.
Many people can say that they haven't thought about joy when they've talked about their money. And mm-hmm. I tell them, I'm going to bring the joy to you. And most of my clients, when after they sit down with me, they go, yeah, I really did feel the joy. You know, you didn't make me feel judged. You didn't make me feel, you know, that I should have done this or should have done that. And, you know, I really give them, you know, that there's no judgment. And we talk about everything and, mm-hmm. you know, let them know that, hey, that's the past. Let's move forward and keep going. And it's really, you know, doing what, treating people the way you want to be treated. And so for me, it's also joy is Jesus, others, and myself. And that keeps joy in my heart and my integrity. And I really believe that I'm changing lives one person at a time. And and I want to touch as many people as I can and make their lives better. And a lot of people afterwards say, I wish I would have called sooner.
Yeah.
And that's the one here. There were one main regret I hear from people all the time, because they're so worried that they're going to be shamed, that they're not where they should be at their time and their age.
Yeah.
So.
And I think majority of people are not where they should be at their time and age, and the procrastination just makes it worse. And I just, you know, I want to go back on what you said about joy and really having that as a brand, because especially with a financial planner, anybody that's dealing with money is to really be able to create that space of comfort and safe and calmness, because you can be really good at what you do, but maybe not be really good at connecting with people to get them to do what they need to do. You know, so to be able to create that space, I think, is really great, Tiffany. And that's why I love having you in the studio.
Thank you.
So what sets you, I know what sets you apart from other financial advisors, but share that with my listeners.
You know, it's really interesting. Everybody thinks the minute they sit down, I'm going to start asking them about their money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the first question at all. The first question is, I really want to get to know them and talk about what's important to them, mm-hmm. who the important people are there in their family, you know, if there's family there, what their legacies are. I want to talk about all that kind of stuff before we get into any money topic at all. And that's where I really believe focusing on the person, because each person is different. And I look at each person as a diamond, and they're all in the rough, and we take little steps here and there to make things better. So, you know, that's what I want to do.
So, Tiffany, I know that you have a real passion for women, as I do as well, being a female. But where does that draw from? Why are you so passionate about working with women?
Well, for me, it really started when I went to go buy a car and I took my husband with me.
Mm-hmm.
I am the breadwinner in the house. And the guy talked to my husband the whole time when we were looking at cars. He didn't even acknowledge me. And so the guy comes down to the bottom of it, and it was the exact car I wanted, the exact color, everything, exactly what I wanted to a T.
Mm-hmm.
So he says to my husband, so are we going to buy the car? My husband looks over at me and says, are we going to buy the car? I said, we're going to buy that car, but not from here, because you never even talked to me.
Wow.
And the guy was like, whoa. And I said, you know, I just want to let you know, if there's two people there, you need to make sure you're talking to both of them, because you do not know who the decision maker is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are underserved a lot of the time in other areas. And the other thing that why I'm so passionate is women make only 80 cents to every dollar a man earns.
Really?
So, and that's actually a statistic that I just looked up. I just wanted to check
not
that
in
out.
My industry. My industry is special. We got a lot of girls rocking in the mortgage industry. Go ahead, Tiffany.
That's okay. Mm. And I think that's awesome. But, you know, in most industries, you know, 80 cents per dollar.
Yeah.
So we're already at a deficit when you look at it. And so that's why I'm so passionate about that. And the other thing, too, is when people are talking about financial, a lot of women, you know, are scared.
Yeah.
They're afraid that they're going to not understand it. I have a great piece that I show people about how I break down investment strategies as using six pairs of black shoes. Why we all need six pairs of black shoes as a woman? I can tell you why. And I got to tell you, once I break it down for them, they understand why we need to diversify. So,
I love it
because they get the light bulb moment and they're like, I got it. I understand.
Oh.
And then they're open to hear more
things. And
only
a female can talk to a female about black having six pairs of black shoes.
Yeah, my husband doesn't get it.
Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about women and a unique conversation that you might have with a woman in regards to retirement planning.
So, you know, the main thing is I think a lot of people really aren't, you know, told how to work on their 401k.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually the person at the HR says, oh, yeah, you fill this thing out, you do this, whatever, da, da, da. And the thing is they're not really explained how you're actually getting matching funds. So you're getting a full return on money that you're putting in matched with that, whatever the market does. And people don't understand that. The other thing is a lot of people, especially women, are not so good about asking for a raise for themselves.
Yeah.
And I read an article on that recently. And the thing is that I want to tell people, especially women, when they get a raise, make sure you let's raise your 401k contribution as well. Because again, let's start doing that. And the other thing is, you know, we're living longer than most of the men out there.
Yeah.
So let's look at starting a Roth IRA as well, because after-tax money grows tax-free income later in retirement. And that's powerful too, because we're most likely going to need it longer than the men are.
So. Yeah. So what about the big picture that you, you know, talking to my women listeners right now, what's the big picture that you want them to know?
I want them to know, because, you know, they're going to watch little blips on the news and everything, that really we're looking at long-term goals and a long-term strategy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of about, like, when you're planning a trip of a lifetime, you tell me where you want to go. I'm going to get you on the best plane. I'm going to get you in the best hotel. We're going to look at everything. We're going to revisit your risk as we go through things. We're going to look at other shops to go to and stuff like that. And so really, you know, don't worry about the dips in the market that are going to happen. You're not cashing out at that moment, because a lot of women, once they see it starting to go down, they freak out and they cash out. And I'd like to tell women, especially, you know, the market is great, but, you know, we don't get the Nordstrom's half yearly sale warning right before that dip happens.
Yeah.
And I'd like to buy things when it's cheaper. So, you know, trying to explain to them when we have those dips, it's not time to pull out. It's time to put more in. So really figuring on that.
Yep. Love it. So Social Security, what about that?
So Social Security.
A lot of stuff going on.
Oh, man. That is just an area that I just am frustrated on with a lot of people, because they think the minute they turn 62, they should start taking that as Social Security. But the problem is by doing that, you're actually reducing the amount that you're going to get.
Yes.
I want people to understand, and there's no do-overs. I have people that come to me and say, well, I took it at 62. Can I change it? I'm like, no, you're stuck.
Yeah.
And they're like, I wish I would have talked to you earlier.
Yes.
I'm like, yes. So it's really, really important. And the other thing is for women, we as women, a lot of times have stayed at home to raise a family. So we haven't paid into Social Security as long as men have.
Mm.
So that's another challenge when you look at it, when you look at a partner that's been on there and has been paying into it. When you look at what you're getting in the end, it's not that much.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tiffany, I got a minute here to get us wrapped up.
Sure.
And, you know, I know as women, we have some special needs. You've already talked about, you know, how we are living longer. So in a wrap up and a call to action and advice for my women listeners, what would that be, Tiffany?
My advice would be 2/3 of women between 40 to 79 will have a life crisis. That's either unemployment, death of a spouse, divorce, or major illness. So the thing is, one of my favorite quotes is, the trouble is you think you have time, by Buddha. So my call to action is to stop waiting, start now, and start with me. Let's make 2018 the year of you.
Woo, woo.
Power.
Go, girl. And for my women listeners out there, I mean, Tiffany's awesome. You know, she's had a lot of recognition in her space and loves working with you as well. So more information or to connect with Tiffany, please call the show at 1-855-411-50 or go online at themoneyhour.com. And Tiffany, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again.
Coming up next on The Money Hour, have you ever considered a second home? What about a second home in Mexico? Jeff Prescott with RE/MAX Metro Realty right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.